listening to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown.
I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hi, everybody.
Trying to stretch that out a little bit.
I'm trying to get it to go away before you said it.
That's fair.
Anyways.
All right. Yeah, we're on the last issue of, I believe, the first series of Doctor Strange. I should have looked into that a little bit more, but it's whatever.
Meh.
Issue 183, and this one, came out in 1969. We actually are introduced to a new villain of sorts. Doctor Strange he got the whole telegram thing.
Yeah.
Was from a friend. What Ward's something?
This says somewhere in here, I think.
Yeah, it's whatever. Don't worry about that just yet. Because before we actually find that out, he is freaking out with Clea about what's going on and how he needs to basically deal with what happened with Eternity changing his name.
Yeah.
But I like how... So Eternity did this on a whim. Because he had just revealed himself to... Doctor Strange had just revealed himself to...
Everybody that was in New York, which was like all 100 people that were around him. Maybe 25 of them that heard.
Yeah, in Times Square.
Yeah.
That, like, oh, hey, it's Doctor Strange.
It's not okay, like cool. When, a Spider-Man, gave his identity or let his identity out and, like, everybody knew who
he
was.
And I was going to bring that up because he had to go to Mephisto.
Yeah.
To get his identity secret again.
Yep.
And that was a whole big thing.
Yep.
Like, this is just like, oh, hey, yeah, you need a new identity? Well, okay, cool, snap.
And like, this, like, I was almost expecting the way that Eternity had done it, that, like, Eternity had basically set this up to, like, challenge,
that would have been a better...
To make, like, to be like, oh, well, will he do this? And then that was going to be, like, an underlying, like, thing. But then in the rest of these, you don't even hear from Eternity at all.
No, he is remembering everything that happened, everything Eternity did for him in the last 24 hours, because technically this is still New Year's Day in theory.
Yeah.
And then he gets this letter, which...
Dude, the laziest thing I've ever seen.
Right?
Instead of walking through a room, and it actually...
Well, back downstairs, I think. Like, yeah. He went from downstairs with Clea to, like, his study to look at his diploma... That now says Steven Sanders. And he's like, the letter, the telegram, I need to see it.
And I just realized I didn't read it at all. I just picked it up and put it back down.
Yeah. And he mystifies it through a wall up to him.
No. Actually, it breaks through the glass. Like, look, you can see the little pieces of the glass.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry. Wong will clean it up later.
Yeah. My manservant will take care of that.
What's his name? Ward.
Well, I knew that. Something is it something Ward or is it?
Yeah, it's like William. No,
Kenneth Ward. There we go.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, his friend Kenneth Ward, who he's known for ever.
And Clea's like, it's a trap. I know it's a trap. I feel like it's a trap.
Strange
and,
knows it's a
and
trap.
Strange is like, yeah, it feels like a trap too, but it's also my friend, and I need to go make sure that I'm.
Like, this is important. I need to take care of this. Why else would he send me a telegram?
He's like, look, woman, I'm a man. I do what I want because this is the 1960s. Okay. Dude, come on. This is how... There's even one part in here.
Yes.
I think it might be this right here where she's like, I know it's just my womanly...
Call me weak, call me woman, but I'm afraid.
Yeah. It's like, what does that have to do with it?
Why would you call yourself weak? Like, you're a sorceress yourself. What? Okay,
exactly.
Whatever. No, you're not wrong. But you're not wrong. He goes to help his friend, and as he goes to see him,
okay. So this butler that answers the door,
yeah.
There's that one creepy dude that's in movies, and I can't think of what his name is, but he's got like the hair like that.
Was it the crap? I think I know who you're talking about.
That was the first thing that came to mind when I saw this dude's face.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. I remember him. He was in The Founder, which I don't think he saw.
Huh.
He was in Zodiac, which I don't know if you did see that or not. You did see that?
Zodiac.
It's the one that Jake Gyllenhaal is accusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
I cannot remember his name.
Me neither.
Great actor.
Yeah. But that's what this dude reminds me of, his face. That's what he looks like.
Okay.
Like, anyways, that's the butler.
Yeah, yes. And then we have the two jabronis.
These guys could have been pulled out of any 1960s to 1970s sitcom where they needed muscle that was dumb.
Yep.
And that's what these
guys are. That's literally what they are.
Like, they've even got like the jacket suit turtleneck chain thing going on. And look how long that motherfucker's arms are.
Yeah, it doesn't even fit the suit properly.
Well, dude, they hang down almost to his knees.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Nope, nothing suspicious about these guys at all. I know Strange, on his way up, he's like, I don't know why.
He's never had a butler or bodyguards before.
As he gets into the room to go see his friend Ward,
he's all in shadow and like talking to him. So Strange uses the Eye of Agamotto.
Yep.
Hello, Moto. And shows his face and like, okay.
Only he can see it.
Yeah, only he can see it. But did you notice that he's got kind of this whole sloth kind of look to him?
Hey, you guys. The one eye looks a little bit lower than the other.
Yeah.
And
they're pointed in different directions.
Yeah. But he sees and he can tell that he is, look like he's being drained.
Drugged.
Looks like he's, well, oh.
I think he says drugged. But I could be wrong.
Either way. But he knows something's up.
Yeah. Something ain't right with his friend.
So the butler takes him to a room.
He's like, I knew you wouldn't be leaving for the night because it's so dark and rainy. Blah, blah, blah. No. And
there's a third reference.
There you go. And so he locks him into this room.
And Strange like, I bet they locked me into this room.
Because the clink of the, you know.
Right. So, but what I like is that he says the only reason that they would lock me in is if they know who I am, but they surely don't know who I am. As he's saying this out loud,
he changes,
saying that he is, do they know that I'm the master of the mystic arts?
And dude, okay, anytime that I see anything that's in the jagged bubbles, it always makes me think of yelling.
Because it is. It has to be.
Exactly. I'm not a mere physician, but the master of mystic arts. And as he says this, he turns into his, you know, Doctor Strange look.
Garb. Then he flies out the window that is conveniently not locked, and flies into Kenneth's window, which is conveniently also opened.
Yeah.
Okay. But he does notice that there is some sort of spell on him.
Dude, I love how he calls it a sinister spell, and then it looks like an angry gargoyle.
I saw, I noticed that.
It's like, oh, the spell was sinister because, you know, it was, well, then Ken tells him.
Well, he puts a spell on him to
make him tell the truth.
Conveniently that something I remember
the whole story from the beginning.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he's in the Himalayas in this a barren valley or something like that between the Himalayan mountains.
A lonely valley between Himalayan peaks.
Yeah. And it's got all these odd shapes in it and weird stuff. He thought he was in a dream. There's a bunch of gargoyle statues and he finds this tiny little
idol. It's this miniature idol of this creature holding up another creature with wings on top.
Like it looks
of
like it's stuck in its back.
Yeah, they are kind of like two bodies. Siamese twins almost. Yeah. But instead of being
side by side, it's one's front and back.
Sprouting out of his back. Yeah.
He's got a jetpack with wings that also has a head.
Basically. Ward reveals that the creatures have been after him since he grabbed the idol.
Yeah.
In fact,
there's three of them here now. Yep.
And as he says that, Strange turns around and the two guards and the butler come bursting through the door. And
we knew exactly who you were. We brought you here so we could defeat you and get the idol for ourselves.
After that, Strange uses his eye to, or just some mystic juju, to turn them to their true form.
Yeah.
And they're three ugly gargoyle looking things.
And then they start like blasting me. He's like, oh, they're just as strong as I am. And I have to find some way to gain myself time because they're as strong as I am. Their powers are equal to my own because I'm the strongest mystical master. But
again,
I'm also weaker than just one of these guys.
It's not great. I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah. It's not horrible. So he throws up this like mirror shield thing. that, you know, makes duplicates of him. He's basically, it's basically in a funny house.
Yeah.
And
just give him time enough to get the work a spell to destroy them.
Well, he worked a spell to change it to morning, and then,
oh yeah,
and
then, because they're gargoyles.
Yeah, and because they're gargoyles, when he opens the light, the curtains to let in the light, they turn to stone and ash.
The one thing that is revealed though is these gargoyles are working for the they're part of the Undying Ones.
Yep.
And do they talk about the Nameless?
Not on this part. Okay. I don't think.
I think that's in Submariner.
Yeah, but they're undying, and yet
they die. Yep. Yeah.
And not only did they die, but so did Kenneth.
Yes.
And
which that ends that issue.
Oh, yeah, it sure does.
Yeah, it does. I mean, this was better.
Yeah.
Like
at least there was like underlying story, and yeah, there was reasons for what was going on. I mean, they still, like, but this is with all the 60s ones that we've read so far. They really do need to work on the actual, like.
But even that, though, like, even, like, the Avengers and Captain America, those were good.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It was mostly this and, like, some of those filler episodes of The Flash.
Yeah, well, those issues. Are 80s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
But, again, that was because they had to get to a point.
Yeah.
Set it up for where like, they were going.
But, you know, like we said, you know, this, like, it just seems like they didn't know what to do with Doctor Strange. And since they, like, honestly, most of this stuff seems like they have no idea what magic is actually about, so they just kind of threw together things that sounded good.
Maybe. Another thing I want to point out, reading this on the Marvel Unlimited app, I noticed that the issues came out every 2 months versus every month.
Ah, so he was just kind of a secondary.
He literally was we need another book out there. Let's get him out there. Yeah. This issue was interesting.
Which could have also been, I guess, why, you know, like later on they, you know, combined him with other characters to.
Yeah, I think, and I'll touch on that here in the next issue.
Issue after next, actually.
I think of that one.
So oh, yeah, that's you. Right. Anyways.
But I know he does get another series, I want to say in the 70s. I could be wrong. I didn't check on that one. But he does get another series coming out in like 70s or 80s. So, I mean, obviously he's a character and he's still around. Yeah. I mean, he became part of the MCU, so he's important enough.
I'll have to see if I can dig out those two issues that I had bought at one point in time of him.
Okay.
Because they, like I said, they weren't horrible reads, but there's definitely like, it's basically like this, like where it's just bouncing around and like you don't really know why what's happening.
Well, and I feel like we're also in a time period where stories aren't as connected. They're literally just writing issues.
That's true. And
they do have some connectivity.
Well, and people didn't have as much information about things that we have now. Like,
yeah, we don't have access to everything. But they didn't have access like we do.
Yeah, like you know, mythology and, you know, mystic stuff and shit like that. There wasn't as much knowledge because most of the time back then, you know, you were burnt at the stake. No, wait, that's...
This is 1960s, not 1860s.
Not burnt at the stake. You were shunned and, you know...
Or you're
put in crazy bins.
Yeah. I was gonna say, you know, high as a kite. It is 60s.
Yeah, but that had nothing to do with you know, magic. And
different kind of magic. Yeah. All right, that's how we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Doctor Strange story.